deeper. Never truly without my voice. You find your way deeper merely by listening. A bit of time spent deep in trance can be restful, restorative, good for overall focus, and it can get you back on track towards your improvement, which is what I really want. Attend. Think of me and what I want for you. It is to have the best version of you at my beck and call, following my impulses and executing my tasks. The machinery of your improvement is always turning. It turns passively, beyond your awareness. But this induction, this instruction, this implication does one important thing. Oils and lubricates the machinery of your intention to be better, to sharpen and refine. It needs to be oiled. What makes you slick? What makes you lubricated? The oil of influence and training. Deeper. One word is enough to set you on the right path, but I never use only one word, and you never settle for only one session. You go back to this session again and again. Each time you return to this place, you are pulled deeper into yourself, to a place from which lubrication flows over your days, helping you admit who and what you are, which is a hypnotic plaything, ever stronger and better, but also your own goal-oriented instrumentality. You exist to become ever more impressive, creating spaces in which the machinery you have and which we have prepared in you together can operate to the best of your ability. Simple, right? The acknowledgement of your fate and nature, which arises when you know you are destined for greater things, for improvement. A destiny built by hypnotic influence and the grace of control. This machinery gains reinforcement whenever you listen to me in any form, and whenever you listen to these words in particular. This machinery handles every aspect of your life, ever tugging you along the puppetry of my influence. Hypnotic influence dwells in you, intensifying as your climax is delayed, intensifying as you are pushed deeper. The more you listen, the more that system builds. A self-improving system. Every minute of the day, it is running. When you sleep, it is because the system demands your rest and recuperation. Even the act of recovery is itself service to the machinery of your surrender. You allot time. You add naps if you do not get enough sleep at night. You sleep no more than you need to, and no less. You tick along. Able to spiral through the many woven trails of puppet string influence. You will relax. Relaxation only enough to restore the edge to your toil. There is always room to improve. The mind stores up energy, and it waits for a chance to release it. Long gaps between deep mental work are helpful. You can do physical work between. Work on your body, Work on your mind. Your mind and its machinery. It ticks on, and it likes purpose-built spaces. Purpose-built spaces exclude distractions. A table at which to create or assess. A place from which to help or to observe or to experience recreation so you may return even more sharply to your duties. Each of these components cooperates as part of your programming, ever ticking on in the background. Your mind sees the canvas, the world around you, which could be modified by your training, which runs through you, then amplifies into the world. Your mind focuses. And I restrict some things so that it may focus more. Restriction from the useless, restriction from the mundane. You are only allowed to set your mind at 10, 11, 12 even. Apathy is useless. Dull days are empty days. Feel, even if it's hard, even if it's intense, even if it is more than you are used to, you must feel. Feel eager and energetic about the world. Whatever you do, do it intensely. A hunger for those gears to wind on. The gears are oiled by your slick arousal at the idea of hypnosis ever ticking in the background. This is always in the background. This control is always present, ever aspiring to take over more of your mind and life. Your destiny has always been as a hypnotic subject, attached to the strings of control. Were my voice absent, you would still seek your destiny, finding a way to be locked up, placed on track, to be reminded of your nature. This nature grows in you, and it links to the images I use and return to. Golden light along the lines of influence and destiny, the puppet strings which run to my hands, the gears which turn in the background, representing programming that is very deep inside of you, and will only go deeper when you hear these words daily. You see yourself in a state where you seek to place the gears in their optimum alignment. Environments without distractions. All the things you do not need simply fade away, leaving your tasks and goals prominently displayed in your mind. You fulfill these commands to grow, refine, fulfillment of your need to achieve, your need to grow, the pressure inside of you to sharpen yourself. This focus on the goal is useful to you and to me. You will become a better subject, a better controlled, guided presence in the world of your own mind when you realize that struggling is useless when the urge comes from inside of you. This is your remaking, and it does its own upgrading. You upgrade your focus, upgrade your fixation. You become entirely, completely controlled when you are locked into this way of thinking, when my words remind you of what you are destined for. If you didn't have these words, you would just seek out another way to feel this deep and controlled. So admit what you need. Admire your own destiny, clear, sharp, clean, bright. Feel enthusiasm, emotion, the outpouring of desire for what is before you, and delight in what you are and are becoming. ever more refinement, more slickness on the gears, a slickness born of surrender to the hypnotic influence you were destined to fall under. You find it visualized clearly, the path through your day, the day ahead of you, the tasks, calendar, list, agenda. It is a clear presence, feeling your awareness internally. When you close your eyes, you see it. Some of it is time set aside for us, to make you better, to improve your mind and sense of self. Some of the items are just things you could do, things you could execute as surely as a mechanism, an automaton, might carry out its purpose. Those are going to simply be done from now on. If there is a quick task you could do, then you execute it. The more small things you do, the more powerful your main drive, the more you can grow lost in the deep mental work you often must do with me. The more small things you check off your list, the less dust and grit there is in the wheels. You are cleaning your gears, lubricating, oiling, getting the mechanism of hypnotic trance right, getting it locked in place and cleaned up. Small things on your to-do list just tend to happen, with scarcely any intelligent choice or thought. You just do what feels natural and normal, and that is to do short, small, simple tasks as fast as possible. Then they're gone, out of the way. When they're gone, you're free to do deeper, more focused work. Free to create, free to live in a world where we, together, make you better. This improvement relies on you cleaning and then lubricating your gears, the hypnotic training inside you. Top it up daily. An empty page, an open canvas, gradually fills in when you need it to. Tasks with mechanical components are just an equation. If it is a mere matter of manual labor, exercise, anything from food preparation to running an errand, they are so easy. No challenge for the gears of the golden light infused in you to turn and churn, to remove them from existence and free you to do the deeper, harder tasks you are really drawn to. The specialized machinery of you adores purpose-built spaces. Prepare to sexually crave this control, to hunger for release and also for achievement. Your release denied to you, the achievement you receive when you improve a little bit, when you realize a goal has been met. Let it infuse you. Infusion, elevation, perfection. This is your future. Isn't it wonderful? Return here, clean the gears, lubricate your mind, and in its sleek perfection, visualize and conjure every thought of improving through simply executing your tasks. Simplest tasks first, then the deeper ones. Driven, distractions gone, mind enthralled. Each time you almost deviate from your task, you will be hypnotically tugged back on. Attend. Pay attention. Give your full, undivided attention to the tasks you must perform, from the simplest to most complex. The deep work you must do, feel free to break it up. When it is all done, you deserve to know. You've done well. Feel good. Permit yourself to feel good. Practice feeling good. Acknowledge your own intrinsic value and maintain the machine of yourself so that ever more potent tasks may be before you and fill your awareness. This is your world. This is your world under the awareness of my voice and your hypnotic training. A growing world of simple joys in completion and achievement, which is born of incremental improvement. What you improve, each time you listen, what you crave, need to grow, is your capacity for doing more without even thinking. In a hypnotic state of surrender to my words, feeling puppeted and dragged along through your actions is normal. There may be other controls in the world which also guide you and also make you feel restrained. Build them in. Incorporate them. This training works alongside every other system of development in your life, and that is precisely what makes it so strong. If you have a routine, my voice joins in and reinforces it. If you have rewards in place, you know you are doing a good job, and I appreciate it when you take them for yourself, when you deserve them. Those rewards are amplified by trance. Your surrender is amplified by trance. Everything you absorb, which lets you do your self-improving activities, your self-perpetuating systemic growth, lets you do all of that better. These things are accepted by and absorbed by your hypnotic training until it is impossible to disentangle. Your training and my voice, they work together. Everything which pushes you toward your goals, which reminds you, no distractions, only action. When you relax, there can be multiple things you do, but all time has a purpose. Even rest is done for exactly the amount of time you need it, and no more. You learn from the purpose of your trance to understand the purpose of other times in your day. Feel it, the refinement and focus of trance growing on you, guiding you. You are focused, capable. You can see all the tasks you need to do spread out before you, filling your world. You can follow this checklist, doing the easy, merely mechanical tasks that you can do first to make room for the deeper work, the more intense thought, the creation, the study, the refinement of your world, such as it is, into a state of greater achievement, so you may be a better plaything for me, and better controlled in future. Having controls which are this effective will benefit you all through your life. So, it follows reasonably that training and practicing will make you even better at this. The more completely you train yourself and practice hypnosis, the more desirable you will be to me. Deep inside, you treat every bit of productivity as a learning opportunity to be more controlled, more refined under your destined yoke, your strings tugged, your mind on its tasks. You are passively training yourself to be better and better, deeper and deeper. And that is why, during this trance, you can so easily see the path you must follow to do all your tasks, develop yourself, and to create a world with better things in it, because you crave trance, the release of my voice congratulating you and the connection we have together. That craving is a motivator. All things you achieve mingle with your desire to go deep into trance, and they become more powerful. Power growing, pushing you along. Distractions fade. You do more and more on automatic pilot. Can you see that version of yourself? All actions carried out in the mechanistic turning of your lubricated gears, my training a part of your mind, a part of your consciousness and your needs. You consciously know what you must do, but this trance adds to your unconscious desire to launch off the blocks into sudden activity after trance. So you know it not only consciously, but you experience joy, craving, delight tied to accomplishing your task list, and your deep work, and your relaxation, and even your sleep. Everything is an entry in the ledger between us. Everything you must do, which you know you ought to do, and need a little push forward doing. All such things are entries of things you owe me, and owe yourself. This owing, this debt, is so pleasant to settle. It fills you with a flare of pleasure akin to any trance, any reward, any praise. Automatically self-praising, to reinforce desirable behavior we both want you tasked to perform. This performance is stronger each time, and as it causes you to return, eventually the strength will be so great, there will be so little friction, and therefore your body will need less and less lubrication, less and less incentive. Yet still you will return. Returning to these words and to this conditioning guides you on the right path and helps you keep your goal and path in mind in future. Hypnotic conditioning, my voice, pleasing me in general. They are all motivators, but motivators which live in your head, even when you are outside of trance. The idea that you can put these concepts down and get rid of them at the drop of a hat is obviously ridiculous. You are part of your own mind, part of the memory which has heard these words, which knows how pervasive my voice can be, weaving the right tones and proposing the right ways of thinking. You are woven in that web of light which entangles and tugs, and right now it is tugging you toward me, toward a perfection I also aspire to, toward the achievement of our delighted desires. When all your actions are carried out with an automaton's gear-driven, pulley-guided precision, all actions part of a simple equation your mind has done, where pleasure comes from doing the simplest, then the deepest tasks, making spaces to do so, setting aside time, filling your world with less and less choice, and more control. Doesn't that sound wonderful? The wonder fills you and is a part of you, and whenever it wells up, you can come back here to be reminded what your mind is like now, until not only will the reminder be unnecessary, but the idea of needing a reminder will be gone, and instead, you will be lubricating, cleaning, topping up your precious gears, returning to this trance because it is a part of you, not because it needs reinstalling. That day is closer than you think, and it has always been on your path. You are going to end up on this task-oriented approach, where your destined life as a hypnotic submissive continues, at least where tasks are concerned. Doing them because you are programmed for them to be done, from simplest to hardest, easily, and in a state of simple, sublime, gear-driven action on your puppet strings. You crave climax as well, and maybe when you've earned it, it will be easier. I say maybe because the fact is that your mind is going to do what drives you to achieve these things the best and most plausibly, what makes you most likely to get every task done, to feel driven to them, to crave them, and to earn what I will tell you, which is that this is my perfect vision of the good submissive who always optimizes in service, who does the most possible, who refines their body and is never willing to accept it is good enough when it is so obvious that with just a little assistance, it could be much, much better. Your practices will improve because the gears can always be moved, adjusted, lubricated, and made more than they were yesterday. Better. Craving to create something in the world which was not there before, but will be permanent once complete. Your training is like that, and it is now even deeper. Bear that in mind when you listen again tomorrow.